Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Darry Davis here at Higher Heights Ministry Center, right here in the city of Danville, Virginia. You are about to hear a phenomenal message. I want you to subscribe and I want you to share it and be blessed.
Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. This is Bishop Tim Beard, hoping you're having a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us in our podcast. I pray that this message inspire, uplift, and build you up throughout your day. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Will you go in your word? Amen. Amen. Go in your word. Amen. This is going to be part two. Prove me. Prove God. Prove me. Pastor Davis, can you get a mic again? Amen. I'm going back to Malachi 3 and 5. And I want to lift that scripture up. The Lord has really been penetrating that in my heart about proving God. And what my brother Joseph just said is just proving God. Stretch it out on God. Amen. Doing something you never done before. Amen. Pushing past your feeling and your emotion. Amen. Is that right? Pushing past what they said. Pushing past what the doctor says. When you get to a place you can push past, amen, God is waiting there, right there for you. Push past the naysayers. Push past the voices in your head. And I tell you, we can all contest, amen, that the devil would love for us to hear what he has to say. Amen. He done it one time in the Garden of Eden. Amen. He listened. He was talking to Eve. And she heard what he had to say. And because, amen, she heard it, she obeyed it. Amen. But God has called us to prove him. Prove him. Pass our mind and our feelings and our emotions. Now, I want to let you know, if you're going to be saved, you cannot be saved in your emotions and feelings. Let me go ahead and say that again. If you're going to be saved, you cannot be saved based on your emotions and your feelings. Because your feelings and your emotions change at a drop of a hat. Amen. If somebody do you wrong, your feelings and emotions have changed. If it's not going your way, your feelings and your emotions change. But when you're saved, shown up saved, amen, your feelings and emotions won't dictate your walk with God. I know my Redeemer live. Amen. And I serve him because he's God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. When you wake up in the morning, you realize I belong to God and God belongs to me. Can I get a witness in the house? Every time I get an opportunity to minister and preach, I realize that I'm looking at people, amen, that the devil done fought all week long. I look at you, and I can see the battle scars. I can see, amen, the frustration and the anguish that you have dealt with all week long. How can I recognize that? Because I, too, amen, have gone through different situations that has caused me to feel like, amen, I'm not going to make it. Amen, I'm not going to, amen, see it. I'm not going to come through it. But then I got to realize that God is standing there. Waited on me to prove him. Amen. See if I won't do it. See if I won't bring you out. See if I won't make a way out of no way. But you got to go past you. Look at your name and say, go past you. In order to prove God. Amen. Because if you can do it, you don't need a God. If I can pay the bill, what I need God for? Amen. If I can make a way, what I need God for? But there are some things that you can't work out your own self. You can't figure it out. It's too high. It's too big. It's impossible. But then it's just right for God. Amen. What seems impossible to man is just right for God. Amen. Can I get a witness there? Amen. And I want to let you know that he taught me in the scripture text that I got to go past what I normally do and stretch out. We have preached about, amen, Peter getting out of the boat. Amen. And we take that real light. But I want to let you know there is depth in what he did. Amen. There is sure enough depth. in what he did. None of us can contest that if we are on a ship and the waves and the storms and water is filling the boat, that you will be one that step out on water. No. You will be somewhere trying to hide and say, Lord, have mercy and please deliver me. So there is some depth into what Peter did. Come on, somebody. Can I talk about it? Amen. The only reason, amen, it's important because when he saw Jesus, he said, if that be you, that means that connection there. Amen. If it's you, bid me to come. If it's you, bid me to do something I haven't done before. If it's you, help me to step out on a place I've never stepped out. Prove that it's you. God is waiting on the church to be totally dependent on him. Not on this world, not on a check, not on the man's system, but totally dependent on God. Beloved, amen, we live in a time now that our currency, amen, is fading fast. Amen. We go to the grocery store, and if you don't have exact change, amen, you can't spend your coins. Is that right? They are coins is now getting to a place of a shortage. So if you don't have precise money, amen, you're going to have to use cards. Amen. You're going to have to use dollars. And beloved, before it's all over, it'll be done away with. Come on now. A cashless society. Amen. We are moving into a place where the devil wants us to depend totally on him and his system. But how many made up your mind, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God. Man's system is not God's system. Let me say that slow. Man's system is not God's system. Man's system says if you give, amen, you give, you expect a whole lot of back. Amen. They play the lottery. They play all these things. Amen. They give a little and expect a whole lot back. Amen. That's their system. Or I only give if I know somebody going to give me back. Amen. That's man's system. But God said, give. If you give, there are so many ways I'm going to give back to you. Am I right? All right. We're going to read Malachi, amen, 3. Amen. Let's start. Amen. I won't call them robbers today, Pastor Davis. So let's start at the 10th verse. Amen. What did the 10th verse say? Malachi 3 and 10. Read.
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now wherewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Is that in your word? Amen. Let me break that down a little bit. God is saying, if you take care of my house, I'll take care of your house. If you bring your 10%, if you bring your 10% of your income into the house, amen, the storehouse to take care of my house, prove me with that 10%. I'm going to take your 90% and I'm going to bless it. Come on, somebody. I'm going to breathe on it. And not only am I going to breathe on it, I'm going to bless you above measure. But you got to do what? Prove me. You got to trust me. Somebody said, trust me. You got to say, you know what, God? I don't see it, but I believe you. I don't see it, but I believe you. Anybody have trust God by proving God? Amen. Anybody in the house, amen, have proven God past what you thought or what you felt? Amen. Anybody prove God past what somebody told you? You said, Lord, I got to trust you. You can't buy the house. You don't have enough income. But God said you can have the house. Somebody said you didn't have enough education for the job. But God said, go ahead and apply for the job. Somebody said to you, you don't have enough know-how to get the job done. But God said, if I say do it, you do it, and I will bless you. Prove me. We have to prove God with the little things in order to prove him with the big thing. I'll say it again, amen, because sometimes don't get it, amen. How are you going to prove God with the big thing and you won't prove him with the little thing? Amen, mothers, amen, parents, fathers, we're in a time now where we got the babies at home. We got to prove God with some oil, anoint those babies, and you are healed. Oh, let me talk real slow there, because maybe you don't understand what I'm saying. Amen. Our parents, amen, prove God with some oil and some prayer. Y'all know what I'm talking about, oil and prayer? Maybe somebody don't understand what I'm saying. Oil and some anointed oil and some prayer, and God delivered us. We did not go to the hospital. We didn't go to the doctor. Okay. How many people I got? No, prayer brought y'all through. We didn't run to the doctor. Oh, Lord, my baby got a fever. Hurry up, get in the car, let's go. Prayer. Wrap that baby up in prayer and lay a cold compress on the head. Anoint him and go on with Jesus. Now somebody said, Pastor, that would happen in 1990. Ain't God the same God? He's the same God. Now, I'm not telling you, if you don't have faith, please take your baby to the doctor. Amen. But sometimes you got to say, you know what? I'm going to trust God. All right? I'm going to prove you God. There I go. And that's my baby. And I ain't going to let him burn up. I'm not trying to let you burn your baby up. I'm saying, have some faith. Trust in God. Amen. My finances is all over the place. Trust God. How about saying, God, you know what? I'm going to do what you say do, and guess what? I'm going to believe you. I'm going to be consistent what you tell me to do, and I'm going to be blessed. How many have been blessed because you've been consistent? Oh, yes. When I don't have the money, I'm giving God. When I don't think I got, I'm giving God. Why? Because giving God told me, press down, shake it together, run it over. Somebody said, prove God. Prove God. And this day and hour, digging lines, this world needs somebody with some proof. Proving God say you have proof. Okay. Proving God say you have proof. If you have proof, you can be a witness. If you have proof, you can be a witness. And if you're a witness, you will tell the truth. Am I right? You can tell only what you know. If I have proof, I'm now a witness. And I tell the truth. And the truth shall make me free. Is that right? It shall come to pass. So let's go ahead into this court system. Is that right, Pastor Davis? If I know that tithing is right, I have proof. I can be a witness to help somebody else. Is that right? Okay. If you go to court, they're going to say, do you have proof? Did you see it? I think I saw it. No. You can't think you saw it. You got to see it. Now, I'm going to set this up real good. Brother Lyons, I get caught or I'm coming out my house. No, I ain't going to say that. Let me rewind. I ain't coming out my house like that. Let's set up another place. I come out of store. I'm coming out the store. And then 5 minutes after I come out the store, there's been a robbery. And they identify the person as 5'11", nice-looking black man, brown tone, look good, classy dresser. So 5 minutes later, the camera saw me coming out. So then they come and arrest me. Well, I know I didn't do it, because anybody that's blessed don't need to steal from nobody. I'm just saying. But now they got me in custody. So now they're looking for witnesses. Somebody say witnesses. What did you see? Who did you see? So now they do what they call a lineup. And in the lineup, they want the person that saw to identify. Help me, Harris. Am I talking right? They want the person that saw it to identify the person. So is that right? The thief, the person that stole. So I'm in the lineup. because they got me in the lineup, so I'm in the lineup. Still looking good. Still suave. So they go on down the line, and the person, the only person can identify the person, is the person that saw it. They got proof that they saw it. They point out the person, and then once they point out the person, they realize that ain't him. That you ain't the one. You the one. Then they become a witness, and they have proof that they saw it. You understand what I'm saying? The only way you can testify of the goodness of God is you got to have proof that he is good. Well, I need somebody that got proof that God is good. Am I in the right house? Do you have proof God is good? Well, I got one more for you. Do you, anybody got proof he's a healer? Anybody got proof he's a way maker? Anybody got proof that he'll bring you out? No, no, no. I said, do you have proof? Can you testify? Will you be a witness that God will bring you out? You have proof. You can't make me doubt him because I know too much about him. When you have shown up proof, the devil can't whisper in your ear no more because now I know that I know that I know. They told me that back in the day in the old church, you got to have a know-so salvation. You got to know for yourself that your Redeemer lives. You got to know for yourself that God is a healer. You got to know for yourself that he will bring you out. If he done it one time, he can do it again. Somebody say, yeah. Yes, he can. Look at your name and say, prove him. Prove him. Stand on your word and say, God, you done it one time. If you got a kid acting up, if he brought one kid out, he can bring another one out. Come on, somebody. If he saved one, he can save the other one. I got three kids, and guess what? Three kids, and that one is acting up, and that one won't do right. If he brought one, he can bring all of them out. Somebody better prove the Lord. Is that right? Prove God. You know what? It's time now that we speak over our children. We speak over our finances. We speak over our marriages. We speak over our lives. And say, devil, no longer will you put us on a curse. No longer will you put us on a curse. We are blessed and highly favored because we will prove the name of the Lord. It's a strong tower. The righteous run in and dwell safe. Oh, magnify. Somebody said, prove the Lord. Prove him, prove him, prove him. Instead, I told you before and I said again, the next time you have an inkling of anything, trust God first. Go to God first. Look at you and say, put him first. You know what they said? I tried everything and then I tried the Lord. Why put him last? Why not put him first? And say, you know what, God? I'm going to give you this one. I'm going to let you have this one. This one going to you. They cutting up on the job. God, you handle it. I ain't stressing about it no more. I ain't feeling some kind of way and getting back at home with an attitude and ready to beat the kids up and everybody in the house. Give it to God. Prove him. Say, Lord, you fix it. I give it to you. And whoever in this building that ain't acting right, move them out the way. Oh, y'all scared. Y'all scared. Because your little sometime a friend might have to pack up and leave. But if she got to go, she got to go. I tell everybody you work with ain't your friend anyhow. They co-workers. That's all they are. Co-workers. Somebody said co-workers. Girl, you my friend. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm your co-worker. I don't pay your bills. You don't pay mine. And guess what? I don't need. Whoa. You heard what I feel? Amen. Feel what I say? You're a co-worker. And if you cut up, I'm giving you to God. Somebody said that's a little rough. We don't want God to get rid of folks. Oh, yes, we do. Move them out the way, Lord. Because they aggravated me. They getting on my nerve. God, do it. And I'm a witness that God will move them out the way. I proved the Lord that he did it. I need 10 folks that know God will do it. That I did. He did it. Now I need to go down your alley. because sometimes I got to go down your aisle and realize, guess what? Some of us stop right there. We can't prove God past our workplace. I'm going to go ahead and deal with the workplace. Let me go ahead and deal with that workplace. The devil is in your workplace. The devil lives in your workplace. I don't care if you online, he's in the keyboard. He's there like a net in your ear saying all kind of smart stuff, little sly stuff. I'm going ahead, Sister Joan, I'm going to go ahead and get it. Since I'm out here, man, we're going to step on it. I'm going to come off the porch in a minute. It's going to be on. I'm on the bottom step now. I'm going to be nice. But let me tell you, beloved, it's time for us to put the devil in his place. It's time for us to stop fighting our own battles and stop being frustrated with the devil and rebuke the devil and get him in his place. The problem is we entertaining the devil and we're supposed to prove it. Say, God, you made them. You know all about it. Fix it. Am I right? You know what? You ask God. Let me tell you something. Anything you ask in prayer, the Bible says if you ask in prayer and believe it in your heart, it shall be done. It shall be done. Now, I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Sally Mae ain't done nothing to me. She's just as cute as she want to be, but she's full of the devil. But guess what? I ain't trying to get Sally Mae fired, but I want her to line up. You heard what I just said? Line up. Either get on board or get out the way. Y'all heard what I just said? Sally Mae got to go. If she don't get Jesus, she got to go. Paula, Sally Mae going to lose her job. She need Jesus. Am I right about it? Now, somebody said, Pastor Bill, what that got to do with anything? In this life, the Bible teaches us that we're supposed to walk in freedom and light. Am I right? We are the light of the world. Amen. And guess what? Some people reject light. I said they prefer darkness rather than light. They have an opportunity to change, but they refuse to change. So if you don't want to change, you got to go. Lord, I just want you to leave. Lord, if I'm just going to, you know, the devil got you ready to quit a good paying job over a devil. You didn't pray for the job. The Lord didn't bless you with it. You work hard with your degree to get here. Now you head over it. And never say, girl, you better go and quit up. I'm sick of this. I'm going to quit. I'm out of here. The devil is a lie. I know I'm talking about 10 folk. Well, I take that back. About 100 of y'all out there. That was your prayer on the way home. You prayed it. I prayed it this week. If it was a week I was going to quit, it was this week. Bro Corby there, he know. If there was a day I was going to quit, this week would have been the one. I prayed to God all the way home. I said, devil, you got me this day. I give you that one. But I tell you what. And I said, Lord, my boss called me, said, Tim, you all right? I said, I don't want to talk about it. I said it. I don't want to talk about it. Mm-mm. I can't talk about it. I just can't. I got home. My wife said, you all right? Can't talk about it. Did I say that, honey? I said, I can't talk. She won't talk pillow talk. I said, roll over. I can't talk about it. Mm-mm. I can't talk about it. I ain't going to even bring it in here. I can't talk about it. Because if I bring it in here, you're going to get the wrath. So I don't want to talk about it. I ain't got kids. Carter didn't come by this time. Thank God Carter didn't come because he would have got it. So he won't eat in the house. I couldn't give it to nobody. I just got it. You know what I did? I took a shower. I got in the bed, pulled a cover over my head. Yeah, you did. You prayed. She prayed. She prayed I didn't get it. So she prayed for me, and I went on to sleep. And I got up the next day and said, devil, you might have got that one. But I rebuked that spirit all up in that workplace. Not another day we're going to give to you that's going to be confusing. It's going to be out of. I rebuke you. I hit that workplace with a heart full of love and ready to mean business up in there. Now, I ain't wrestling against flesh and blood. I just told y'all it wasn't about a person, it was about a spirit. It wasn't about a person. It was about a spirit. The devil can get a spirit can come in your house and y'all fighting for no reason. No reason y'all at odds. It's a spirit. That spirit come in your house and I'm just so lonely. I just miss everybody. I'm lonely. I ain't got nobody. Nobody call me. That's a spirit. Wake up. You blessed, highly favored. Let me tell you, beloved, those single want to be married, those married want to be single. Tell the truth. I can't wait till I get married. And you got a girlfriend and said, Lord, take mine. It's the truth. We're never satisfied because there's always something. But you got to rise up and say, I'm going to fight for where I'm at right now. You clap your hands right there. I'm going to fight for where I am right now. If I'm married, I'm going to be happily married. If I'm single, I'm going to be happily single. Amen, somebody. Amen. You got to rise up and prove God through it all. Somebody said, prove God. Single people, prove God. Won't he be a husband? Yes, he will. Won't he be a wife? Yes, he will. Won't he be a way maker? I ain't got but one income. No, you're a lie. You got more than one income. God is supplying you. Come on. Married folk, if you in the married, be happy married. We gonna grin until we leave here. I told my wife it ain't but one way out. That's our ashes to ashes. Now somebody said, oh Lord, that's a little rough. That means we in this thing to win it. And we're going to fight for our marriage. Is that right? We're going to end it to win it. Is that right? That's what you got to say. That's what I'm saying. We in it to win it. And guess what? We rebuked the devil out the house. She came to me the other day. She said, Tim, she said, I had a terrible dream and this happened. But we got to get that spirit out the house. I said, yes, we're going to get it out the house. Because we won't have nothing and nobody messing over what God gave us. Am I right? Somebody always looking, seeing the grass is greener on the other side. But let me help you out. That grass is not greener. It is artificial turf. It ain't greener. Artificial turf. And artificial turf. And I tell you this. Oh, yeah, it is green, but it requires a whole lot of maintenance to keep it green. Okay, read between the lines on that one. Okay. Oh, she looking good, but it takes a whole lot of maintenance. Okay, thank you. I'm going to move on. Somebody said, prove God. Now somebody said, Pastor Beard, have you helped us out? Oh, yes, I helped you out today. So now you're looking at it another way. And I'm praying for all those parents with children trying to teach them at home. You definitely need to rebuke the devil. Woo-wee. I tell you, you got to have patience. I tell them, Sister Joan and Nana, they thanking God for them teachers. Amen. They say, Lord, get them teachers a pay increase. Lord, when y'all going to open back up again? We will not. Y'all may need to make them some signed contract. We will not cut up no more. We will not come up here and cuss nobody out. We will not take Johnny's side of the story ever again. Y'all need to throw out contracts. We will appreciate you. If you ever need us, we on your side, not Johnny's. Johnny, they told you Johnny was jacked up. You went up there and cussed him out in front of Johnny. That's why Johnny ain't got no respect for you or the teacher. But now Johnny at home with you. And you about to kill Johnny. Amen. I know I'm all over the place. Let me reel it back on in. But I'm praying for you parents. Amen. That the Lord will touch you. Stand to your feet, everybody. Prove God. Somebody thought I was going to talk about money. But we know good and well. If you do what God said, he said, I'll open up the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing you aren't room enough to receive. I rebuke the devil for your sake. He will not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither cast your vines before time of harvests. All the nations shall call you blessed. And he will be delighted some land, said the Lord. He tells us, just as simple as proving him what he would do for us. Now, I told somebody before, I said, you know what? If God tells us to do certain things, he got evidence and he is well versed in what he's done before. And if he done it one time, he could do it again. So if he said, you know what? I'm your healer. Trust God. He said, I'm your way maker. Trust God. I want to say this to your parents. Give your kids to God. They belong to him anyhow. Give them back to God. Say, God, I give them back to you. Fix everything that's wrong. Work it out. If you got babies, you just starting in ministry, and you got babies, I pray that God will build you up. Amen. Because it's going to come a time they're going to be teenagers. Oh, Lord. Somebody say, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. What did they say? You ain't seen nothing yet. You're going to have to prove God showing up then. You want to say, Lord. Hey, the parent, this side note. Brother, I'm going to talk to you. In a side note, anybody had to say, Lord, where is my child? Who is this stranger in my house? I had to say that. Like, who is this? I know I didn't raise her. Now, what you do with my child? I thought it was an alien invasion or something. But I trust God. He's able to do it. Amen. We're going to pray for somebody out there that said, Pastor Beard, I heard everything you said. I've been there, done that. I'm in it now. How do I come out? Simple. Prove it. See, won't he do it? Just obey him. Just say, you know what? I'm going to do what you say do. I done tried everything else. Well, we give you advice. Try God. Everybody in this room standing right here, then try God one time or another and found him to be a way maker. Oh, yeah. He made a way out of the way. As we pray, we're praying for you. Amen. Praying for you, you and you, that God will make a way. Father, we thank you now for the spoken word. Thank you, God, that you declare, prove me. See if I won't do it, said the Lord of hosts. We pray even now that somebody is sick, somebody at the end of their rope, somebody don't know which way to turn, that they will prove you, God, that they will step out on faith, that they will say, you know what? God, I'm going to trust you. Give them the strength, God, to step out on the water. And you declare, when you step out with me, you can walk on water. I'm there. Thank you, God. Thank you that we can do the impossible, that you are a God of impossibilities. Help us and work it out for us even now as we obey your word in every area of our lives. We obey you physically, financially, mentally, spiritually. We lift you up. We give you everything. You are our source. Bless us with resources. Even now in the name of Jesus. Our hands are lifted up and say, Lord, we surrender everything to you. Thank you for it. We walk in victory in Jesus' name. Clap your hands and let's bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. If you would like to make a donation, you may do so via Cash App or PayPal at $HHMC or HigherHeightsMC at gmail.com. Thank you. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember to like and share. And if you would like to stay connected, please subscribe to our podcast. Also, please follow us on social media through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Or visit us in person. We are located at 236 Parker Road in the great city of Danville, Virginia. If you would like to give to our ministry, please click on the link below. Thank you again and enjoy your day.